Ashet Audio presents A Hole in Texas, written by Herman Woke, read by Jonathan Davis.
At a rough guess, 99.9999% of all Americans don't know what the hell a Higgs boson is. Nevertheless, when Congress voted several billion dollars to fund a search for the thing, American taxpayers footed the bill. Then, when this gargantuan project, the superconducting supercollider, the largest basic science project in world history, was well underway, Congress abruptly pulled the plug, killed the project, and voted another billion dollars just to close it down. That left some 2,000 particle physicists high, dry, and unemployed on a forlorn plain outside Dallas. And these scientists were not used to such career jolts, or in blunter language, such jerking around. Ever since coming up with the atomic and hydrogen bombs, they had been the pampered darlings of Congress. But all that suddenly and rudely ended. The sole residue of their miscarried quest for the Higgs boson was a hole in Texas. An enormous, abandoned hole. It's still there. Chapter 1. The Particle Physicist. We all have bad days, and Dr. Guy Carpenter awoke to rain drumming on gray windows, with a qualm in his gut about what this drab day might bring. Late at night, an email had come in, summoning him to an urgent morning meeting at the Jet Propulsion Lab, with no reason given. An ill omen, indeed, to a survivor of the abort on the Texas plane. He was in pajamas at the desk in his den, gnawing at a slice of Swiss cheese on sourdough bread as he marked up a gloomy cost estimate of new space telescopes, when his wife burst in, her long black hair hanging in wet, tangled ringlets, her soaked nightgown clinging transparently to her slim body. "Sweeney got out," she barked. "No! How this time?" "I took out the trash, that's how. They collect it Wednesday at 7 or have you forgotten? It's raining buckets, I hurried, I let the screen door unlatched, and the bastard slipped out. I tried to catch him and got drenched. I'll find him." "Don't you have that meeting at 7:30? I'm wet through and stark naked, as you see, or I'd look for him." "No problem. Sorry about the trash." Dr. Carpenter threw on a raincoat and plodded out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?